Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, but there's no real treatment or way to stop the disease from progressing. Over the last few years, Dr. Gerard Schellenberg at the University of Pennsylvania, along with colleagues in the U.S. and Europe, has been mining DNA samples from more than 70,000 people. They want to zero in on possible gene variants for Alzheimer's.
We're trying to figure out the mechanism. What starts the disease? What are the steps that take a normal brain all the way to a diseased brain?
Schellenberg says genes offer clues about those mechanisms and, in turn, can help with the development of drug therapies. Scientists have been studying a handful of genes thought to be associated with Alzheimer's. Schellenberg's group recently identified 11 new ones.
Oh, I like to think it's pretty important. It's not exactly around the corner, but this just gives us a much better chance at finding a drug.
Schellenberg says the next step is to learn more about how these genes actually work. Some of them are associated with the brain's inflammatory response or immune system. He says it will likely take scientists 10 to 15 years to develop an actual drug therapy. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.